The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
You know, we can talk about Instagram ruining nature, which I was thinking about that a few months ago, and this story proves me right.
Okay.
People are taking pictures of these beautiful places
all
over the world, and everybody goes, wow, I want to go there. So they go there and they trash the joint.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. So maybe, perhaps, you might want them to just enjoy some of these places just with the pictures.
Yeah. Wasn't there a song about that? There was some song about, yeah, they advertised paradise and not paved paradise, but they advertised it and everybody came and screwed it up.
Well, like, yeah, I mean, that's the old,
the Yankees guy. I don't do it, tip my tongue.
That's it. Now that place is packed. Nobody goes there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody goes there anymore. The place is packed. That's the old,
Yes. The C-Cal, this is what you have to look forward to. It's a plus 50 disease. It's, you know exactly what you want to say, and it's like almost right there on the tip of your tongue.
But you can't find it.
But you cannot find it for the life of you.
So that must be early to the plus 50.
No, in your case, it's the 150. It goes in,
every
in increments
century.
Of 50. So you're in the second or third increment. But you cannot, and it's right there. I can see it in my head. I can't think of it.
The place?
Carry on. I'll be over here eating.
Is that it? That's what you got for us?
That's all I got.
Is that your helpful hint to life?
Look, I'm just paid to bring up a little witty repartee every now and then, and I just go back into my show.
Repartee, that's a good word.
Uh-huh. That's,
so these places are actually like being destroyed?
Yes.
Because I follow a few like cool travel Instagram pages, and people are just going and just wrecking them?
Yep. They've find a beautiful picture of the Horseshoe Bend spot 7 miles up the Colorado River from the Grand Canyon. It looks beautiful. 180 degree turn, 1,000 feet deep. Crowds are showing up. Please pick up your trash. Take care of it, please.
Can I at least point out that Instagram is finally good for something then? Because up to this point, I don't know what. Okay, you got Instagram, you got Twitter, you got Facebook. What do you do with each one?
Oh my God.
Do I put a picture on Instagram and do I tell a story on Facebook?
I cannot believe you're actually saying that. Grandpa, what are you talking about?
What do you do with the Gramasam and the Twitters and the Snapchat?
All right, you explain it to me.
Why do you need more than one phone in your house? You only need one phone in your house. I don't even know why you need a phone in your house. They got a phone downtown.
The box with the pictures on it telling me to buy stuff. That's what I do over there.
What is the difference between Instagram
really
and Twitter?
You really want me to break it down for you?
Yes, please do.
Instagram's all about photographs. Instagram, you.
What's Twitter about?
Twitter is thoughts. You post.
So why can you put photos on it?
Yeah, it's like Chris just said, it's like microblogging. You put out.
Yes.
So what's Facebook?
Facebook is your whole life.
That's about the lies. About the blatant bald-faced lies.
That's to make everybody think that you're living such a beautiful life.
Exactly. Okay, so that's the illusion.
All these things are an illusion.
Yeah, Facebook is the illusion.
Okay.
Instagram,
Twitter
too.
Is real life.
All right.
Instagram is when you have an account and you're trying to sell the clothes you're wearing.
Okay.
That too.
What about LinkedIn?
That's professional. Like, resume up there.
That's not professional anymore. Have you noticed that they're all doing these stupid articles that supposed to read?
And they're jumping on the video campaign, so you'll be able to video the stuff.
So there's stupid thing.
And Twitter, which was so cool and fun because you had to figure out how to say stuff with 140. Now we're going up to 280.
Yes.
Which I think that's, I mean.
Well, they had to do something. They're failing. They're not making any money. They're on the verge of like bankruptcy.
How do they make money?
Supposedly ads.
Ads.
Where? I never see Twitter.
That's
ads.
Why they're failing.
I mean, I see.
No,
them.
You'll see some tweets. It'll say sponsored.
Oh, okay.
Those are the ones
that go swipe left.
Yeah, exactly. The ones you don't read.
Gone.
Why wouldn't you read them? They're commercials for products.
Well, if they were products that were interesting, I would like the products that I.
This is why
about.
I'm not opposed to people. You know, they say Twitter, Facebook, they're following you. They're looking at what you're doing. I want them to.
Yeah.
Because then they can advertise to me about stuff that I actually want.
Thank you.
You don't need to advertise to me about, you know, mascara. I'm not going to wear mascara most days. But if you want to, you know, right. advertise to me about stuff that I actually buy, it'll right. make it easy.
100%.
I have no problem with that. Follow me everywhere. That's Look at everything I'm looking at.
And they do.
Wow.
Yeah, go ahead.
And they do. It's clear. I mean, it's obvious, yeah. We've lost that battle.
Of course.
So you kind of just want to do it the best you can, right? But get the information that you need. And you give out the least amount of information you can, so you try to have a little bit of something that's your privacy.
There's no privacy.
And, well, I'm sorry?
There's no privacy.
You try to have a little something that's your privacy.
There's no privacy.
And then then you're okay with it, right? I mean,
I'm not looking at anything that I'm ashamed of, or, you know, you can go ahead, look what I look at. I don't know.
Wow.
Jeffy, on the other hand,
have you no sense of shame?
It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out blazewildrice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.